You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Michael Redguy with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The schedule for the Cleveland Browns was released yesterday, and that is a great time to remind you that 2014 Cleveland Browns season tickets are on sale now. Secure the best seats at the best prices to cheer on your Cleveland Browns at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Regs, when you look at this schedule, we'll break it up into quadrants. The first quadrant of the year, first 4 weeks, at the Pittsburgh Steelers, home against the New Orleans Saints, home against the Baltimore Ravens. Now, that is a little bit of a difficult start there for the Cleveland Browns and for Mike Pettine, to say the least. Week four, of course, is the bye week for the Browns. Let's talk about at Pittsburgh. Now, granted, these are teams, the Saints, yes, they made the playoffs last year, but they were out. They did a good job. They beat Philadelphia in their first-round game. Baltimore and Pittsburgh were not in the playoffs last year, so one playoff team in the first three, yet we always know the Pittsburgh Steelers and Baltimore Ravens, solid franchises and teams that you can't overlook here.
Oh, absolutely, no question about that. Just because of the fabric, right, Nathan, of the dynamic between these three cities, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. We know all of that. We don't know if we need to go into the detail about it, because the detail is all out there for us. Now, Nathan, you said difficult. I will say, to me, those first 3 weeks, daunting. They're daunting now. As you mentioned, two of those three teams did not make the playoffs last year. The two, Pittsburgh and Baltimore, that sandwiched New Orleans in week two. But we know that Pittsburgh and Baltimore have been perennial playoff teams in the National Football League. And Nathan, agreed, they have been the measuring stick in the AFC North.
Absolutely.
That's what the Cleveland Browns are trying to attain. So, Nathan, to me, I like it from this aspect. One of my mantras has always been, you want to get to the playoffs, you want to be relevant, you got to win in your division, and you got to win at home. If you can't win in the division, if you're talking about 1-5s and 2-4s every year, Nathan, that spells no playoffs. So, good. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, with playoff team New Orleans in between, yeah, it looks daunting, but again, we know how much things change week to week, not only from a physical level, but from the psychological level in an NFL locker room, right?
Absolutely.
So I like it. Is it daunting on paper? Yeah, for the reasons I laid out, but I like that you're playing two of the hated division rivals right away. So as we alluded to in our opening segment, we're going to find out a hell of a lot about Mike Pettine and what he's trying to lay down here with the philosophy of his football team. It's that simple.
There's no question. And we're going to get to see and find out in what you said, daunting, I think is a good word. Under daunting conditions, we're going to get to see how quickly this team is able to pick up, implement, and execute what Mike Pettine, Jim O'Neill, and obviously on the offensive side of the ball, Kyle Shanahan, are trying to implement for this team. Because you come out of the gate, and yes, it could be a challenge to go on the road to Pittsburgh, but at the same time, where you see a challenge like that, let's not forget, the Browns beat the Baltimore Ravens in Cleveland last year.
Yep.
If you can get off to, let's say, a 2-1 start in these first three games, the momentum that it would give this team, the energy it would give this team coming out of that, I think would be absolutely massive. I think that they have an opportunity, because when you start off with that challenge, and if you succeed, meet the challenge, it gives your team a lot of belief, and it really has an opportunity
to change
the mental culture of this team in the locker room.
For
right out
sure,
of the
with an exclamation point behind that. Now, Nathan, if they do get out of this 2-1, and we would all be absolutely over the top effusive and enthused by that, then we're really going to hate, though, that the damn bye week comes up following the Baltimore home game. A week four bye week, Nate, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I know there's nothing you can do about it, but I think, you know this. You're not around the league. Most coaches, when they see that bye in weeks four or five, that's a big, ooh, didn't want that.
No, you don't want that because you then have to finish the season playing 13 straight games.
Right.
And that can be very, very challenging. You don't want to see that. Absolutely not. You want to see that by in the middle to the later part of the season, give you a chance to heal up for the stretch run. The Browns and Mike Pettine will not have that luxury this year.
Nope.
At Pittsburgh versus New Orleans versus Baltimore and a bye week. To me, if the Browns can at least come out, I want 3-0, as you said, just win. That's what we want. But I think as long as you come out of there with a victory, you're going to be okay. Because when you return from the bye in week four, that's to me when the schedule says, let's go ahead and get this thing going.
No question. And I mean, Nathan, we know, and this is why everybody, you know, I always pick the schedule game and I'm like, are you crazy? Play the schedule game. So much changes from day to day in the National Football League. It's difficult when you're on Wednesday and the players come back from their Tuesday day off at the week of that game to figure out what may go on come up on that Sunday. But, you know, I know it's a lot of fun and what have you. Nathan, you just hit on something, though, that I find fascinating, and that is you mentioned, let's say the Browns, you know, are 1-2. But again, how have you played?
Right. What does it look like?
There's never a good loss. We know that. But because you're trying to change everything about this football team to get it to the playoffs for just the second time since they've been back and hopefully to sustain it, we're going to find out a lot that I do think supersedes a little bit the W's and the L's early on because of what Mike Pettine is trying to get established here.
Absolutely, and you are going to be able to compare and contrast what you see in week number one to what you saw at the end of last year, an ugly 20-7 lifeless defeat in Pittsburgh that really kind of sealed the deal for Rob Chudzinski and his staff. You're going to have an opportunity to erase that taste, show how things are different right out of the gate. And yes, you can go through the schedule game, but let's not forget, people, that last year if you were playing the schedule game at this time and your team had to face Houston and Atlanta, you would have said these are two of the toughest games on your schedule. They turned out to be the easiest. A lot changes in the National Football League year after year. And it is, again, as you said, even in the season, tough to get a look at it. But the schedule is as it is. And, of course, we're going to try to analyze and give a little dissection. Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh week one, versus New Orleans, versus Baltimore, then the bye week four. Then comes a stretch of games that, as of today, on paper, look favorable for the Cleveland Browns. At Tennessee, versus Pittsburgh, at Jacksonville, versus Oakland, versus Tampa Bay, at Cincy, versus Houston. That stretch from week 5 to week 11 has a little bit of a nice feel to it. Now, I will say this. If I had my druthers, if the schedule makers were saying, hey, how can we help the Browns out the most, I would have flopped New Orleans and Houston. Week 2 and week 11 would have made me feel a little bit better because while New Orleans is not the same team on grass, they are definitely not the same team in inclement weather later in the season.
Exactly. That was my first thought, Nate, when I saw, okay, well, you want the dome team, right? You want the dome team that's high octane. You'd love them to have to maybe play on ice skates here at First Energy in the month of December.
Sure.
All right, so that didn't happen. But as you mentioned in looking at this quadrant that we're talking about, Nathan, again, I mean, okay, so it's dawning the first 3 weeks. I was talking to a few Browns fans last night, and, you know, they said, hey, Reg, wouldn't it be nice if it was Oakland and Buffalo and, what else, say, at Atlanta in those first 3 weeks? Well, I don't know. Again, that's why, yeah, you're going off last year, right? And what was for every team last year, the year
right
before, what they've been perennially. Look, again, I like Mike Pettine's way to approach this thing, and that's the only way you can. Jordan Cameron said the same thing to us yesterday. I will say this, Nathan, though, when you mentioned coming out of the bye week, at Tennessee, Pittsburgh at home, at Jacksonville, and then back-to-back home games against Oakland and Tampa. Now, to me, three of those five at home, this should be an area. If you are breaking up a schedule, this should be an area where the Browns should. Forget about looking at it and trying to. This is an area to me that they got to rack up wins, Nathan. Period. These five games
yep
coming out of the bye week, you need to, regardless of what's happened. Hopefully it's 2-1, as you said, if not 3-0 into the bye week. But that area, again, if you're going on what we may forecast other organizations to be, I like the way that five-game stretch lays out. I see that there should be opportunities to do a lot of winning in there, my man.
That's exactly right, and that's where you get the momentum. And you know, when people say you want the schedule to be easier maybe at the beginning, it's a dual-edged sword, right? Because if it's easy and you don't take care of business or this team, you know, learning a new system again gets off to a little bit of a slow start, that means everything tough remains. At least this way, the Browns are going to come out and be able to measure themselves quickly against good teams and teams that they will have to beat to get to their goal of making the playoffs and have an opportunity to make a very loud, very strong statement and know if they can do that. Listen, I also, in a sense, the fact that the bye's in week four overall, as a philosophy, don't like it. Not good for us. But knowing, saying, listen, men, we can go out there, lay everything on the line for 3 weeks to get this thing off to the right start, and you will get a week off to lick your wounds, and then we have an opportunity to go in and really start taking care of business. That the fact that it comes after three what should be tough games and two which should be very physical with Pittsburgh and Baltimore, at least you can use that in your preparation for those games, because I really think if they can get off to a 2-1 start here, which will be difficult and daunting, but if they could do it, it will really set the tone for a different feel and a different season in Cleveland.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And that's all that Mike Patton is about. And we know that from, he's told us that. Again, a lot of this is going to be about how quickly can he indoctrinate what he wants from his football team and have that come from the meeting rooms here in Berea and then go out and hopefully translate into wins. As much as, you know, Nathan, we can dissect all the X's and O's right now that we want, I really, as I mentioned earlier, I really do believe, what is Patton's message? How is that going to resonate early on with his football team? The early signs are they like it. They want to embrace it. They want to take it to heart. And yeah, we won't know for sure how that manifests until starting out September the 7th in Heinz Field. That's going to be important, I think, early on as the X's and O's, Nate.
Oh, man, it is going to be, yes, you could not be more right. I can't wait to see this game. Can't wait to see it happen. Now, Mary Kay Cabot will be with us after this break from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. But, Reg, we're going to get more into the schedule after that around 1:45, and we want to hear from you. What do you think about the Browns' schedule now that you've seen it? What are your expectations for this team now that you've seen the schedule the way it's laid out? That's right. Get the growls. Get the barks from the dog pound here. It is Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Michael Regai, and Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer will be with us right after this.